So once again, a short thought on the parasha. As you can see, it's not our usual background. When I sit in my office in Eretz Yisrael, we have tons of sforim back of me. I'm sitting with a wonderful group of American Malabatim in Manhattan in an office building. So, Kimetzien takes a Torah. I prefer sitting in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim and teaching Torah to the world, but Torah is Torah wherever we are. And we use every venue and every opportunity. So a thought on this week's Parsha, Parsha's Chukas. We read and we learn about Shiras HaBe'er. So B'nai Yisrael, after they were Zoyche to Be'ero Shel Miriam, in this week's Parsha, Shiras HaBe'er. Az Yoshi Yisrael says, Shiru Azois Ali Be'er Anula. The Archaim HaKodesh asks a very troubling question. B'nai Yisrael said twice Shira, Shira Sayam, after Kriyas Yamsuf, and once again Shira Sabeir and Be'er Shel Miriam. How come they said no Shira and Kabbalah Satayra? Kabbalah Satayra is the most important event in the history of the world. We are a nation because we got Torah. The Mishnah says, Perek Gimel Avos, Chavavodim Shenivra B'Tzelem. That refers to every human being. What is unique about Klal Yisrael? Chaviv in Yisrael Shenik Rabonim L'Mokim, Chaviv in Yisrael Shenitan Lehem Klei Chendo. Why are we HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Torah. Lo Yatzano Memitzrayim, only to come before Har Sinai. Zelech Hoizki B'tzeischa Memitzrayim Tavdun Esu Elokim Al Har Azeh. So how come they did not say Shira on Kabbalah Satayra? Or Chaim HaKodesh explains, Shiras HaBe'er is actually Shiras HaTorah. Because we find in various different sources in Divrei Chazal, Torah Nimshalu LeBe'er. So Shiras HaBe'er is Shiras HaTorah. So let me just share a short thought. In what aspect is Torah Nimshal LeBe'er? There are three different types of water sources. Bor, Be'er, Ma'ayan. A bar, literally translated, loosely translated, is a pit that you dig in the earth. So Masechet Erevin, we learn a lot about Boir Shel Oile Regolim. In days of yore, water is life, and not always did we have water. So people dug Boiris, Boir Shel Oile Regolim. So you dig a trench, you dig a pit, and you fill it with water. And when you consume that water, you need to fill it up again. And you need to pray for rain to fill up boiros. A be'er is a well. So a boir, tchilato v'sofo bidei adam, you need to dig, you need to fill the water. A be'er is a well. Tchilosa bidei adam, sofa bidei shamayim. You need to dig a well. But you need to reach the water table. And sometimes you'll never get there. It all depends on the topography. So a be'er, a well, tchilosa b'dayonim, you need to dig that well. But then you hope and pray, you're going to reach the water table and you're going to have as much water as you need forever. Ma'ayan, kol kulo b'day shamayim. It's a stream, it's a creek, it's a river. Matnoy selekim, a gift of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ayonis yoitzim bebeka u'bahar. Torah is nimshul to all three of them, and the pasuk says in Mishlei, "Shtei mayim meboyecho, ve'noizlem mebe'ercho, ve'yafutzo mayinoisechu chutzo." And that is the moshul of Torah. Many times, young talmid chachomim come to me to complain and to express their difficulty. It's so hard to learn. We learn and we forget whatever we learn. We learn, and not always are we successful in understanding the depth of Torah? And I always encourage these young, wonderful, beautiful Talmidim, you need to persist, and you'll have Siyata Deshmaya. So Torah Tchiloso Keboyer, Shtei Mayim Eboyecho. You dig and you fill. You dig and you fill. And it's a never-ending process. But if you persevere and if you persist, then stage number two would be Venoizlem Mebe'ercho. You'll have Siyata Deshmaya, and you'll reach the water table. And if you persist, then you will be zaycha to the brayse perigvava mesechet avos kol oisei b'toyra lishma. And you will reach a stage in which Divrei Torah, Poran Verovin, as if by themselves. So Torah Nimshala Lebe'er, and Shira Sabe'er, in a way, is the Shira of Torah. But in reality, Adayin HaKushim B'mkoyim HaOimedes, because Pshutan Shel Devarim, Shira Sabe'er is on Be'er Shel Miriam, it's on water, actual water. Yes, I'm aware, Torah Nimshala Lamayim, Tanis Dav Zayin, many other sources in Shas, but it's not Pshuto Shel Mikra. So my feeling is, Libi Yoimeli, we don't say Shira ala Torah because Shira, in essence, is Kol Kulo Shiro. And in the midst of Ksiva Sefer Torah, the Posek says, Va'atu Kisvu Lachem Es Hashira Hazayis. And according to most early commentators, the mitzvah Va'atu Kisvu Lachem Hashira Hazayis is not only Shira Sazinu, it is the entirety of Torah Seshem. Torah is a song. We sing Torah, we dance Torah, we rejoice in Torah. Mesois libeinu, simchas chayenu, chedresidish maitza. So Torah into itself is a song. Einoimer mshira al shira. A fundamental concept in Hilchas Brachas. Why don't we say Berchas Amitzvah, Berchas Amozah, and Samitzvah Diuraisa? So every time a person comes to bench, he should be saying, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Kidishonu B'Mitzvos V'Mitzvonu Levarech Al Amozay. Same regarding Berachas HaTorah. According to most Poskim, Berachas HaTorah D'Oraisa, even if it's Derabbanan, we say a Baruch Al Mikra Megillah, which is Derabbanan. So why don't we say Asher Kidishonu B'Mitzvos V'Mitzvonu Levarech Berachas HaTorah? The answer is a very simple one. Ein Levarech Al Abrocha. You don't say a Abrocha An Abrocha. You don't say Shira. Al Shira. Torah is Shira, and that's why they didn't say Shira Al Shira. What we need to take out of this is, yes, you not only learn Torah, you sing Torah, you dance with the Torah, you rejoice in Torah. And we should all have this chus to appreciate the beauty of Torah and Torah Metech Simch, Simchas HaTorah and Chedves HaNishmaitz. Is the most lofty goal. Have a beautiful Shabbos. So who likes Yiddish?